Hello, nice to meet you.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
My name is Patrick from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey. If you have time available, I will appreciate your participation. It's about these coming elections.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Let's get it. As long as it's not too long.
Well, being honest, it takes around 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay, let's go. Start
okay.
It.
Thank you so much. Okay, so first of all, first question would be, could you please confirm that you are not driving and you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I'm in the living room. I'm sitting down.
Okay, thank you.
I'm stationary, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. In which state do you currently live, excuse me?
Texas.
Texas, all right. And in which county in Texas do you currently live, excuse me?
Cameron County.
All right, thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost are calls on a regular home phone, or some of the calls that you receive are from cell phone, excuse me?
I have no landline. I have nothing but cell phone.
Okay, so almost all the calls are on cell phone?
100%, yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Texas, excuse me?
Yes, I am.
All right. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station?
No.
All right.
No.
Thank you. May I have your year of your born, excuse me, of born?
I was born in 1953.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Okay, just give me a moment. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage, excuse me?
Mexican-American.
Okay. African-American, you said, right?
No, Mexican. Mexican-American.
Mexican. Okay. Thank you.
Latino, Latin, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your last grade that you completed in school, excuse me?
Associate's degree.
Okay. Just give a moment. Okay, just a question. You went to college or not, excuse me?
University, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove, okay. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democrat candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican. Republican candidates all the way.
Okay. There is two options, probably Republican or definitely Republican.
Definitely Republican.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics today. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person, and then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If
okay.
You don't know someone, please let me know. The first
okay.
One is Kamala Harris. You
unfavorable, extremely unfavorable, extremely.
Very unfavorable, okay. Thank you. Very unfavorable. The next one, Vicente Gonzalez.
Unfavorable, but not a whole lot. Just unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable, right?
Somewhat, yeah, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump.
Favorable, extremely.
Very favorable. Okay.
Very favorable. Yes.
Thank you. And Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
All right. Thank you. Last one. Mayra Flores.
Favorable, very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
Extremely interested.
Okay. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
No, Donald Trump, 100%.
Okay, thank you. And next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Ted Cruz, all the way.
All right, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Myra Flores, Republican?
Myra Flores, 100%.
Okay. Just give me a moment. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Republican.
Okay. A strong Republican or not? Not so strong.
Strong Republican.
All right. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberate, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Conservative.
Conservative, okay. Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your economy circumstance? Well-to-do, upper middle class, middle class, working class, or low income?
Upper middle.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, would you say that at home you speak English, only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish and English equally, or most Spanish but some English?
Spanish and English equally.
Okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the last 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or
Joe Biden? Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and for response all the questions. Have a nice rest of today, sir.
And you too. Thank you very much, son.
I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.